I'm Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister, and if you don't listen to Knockout Radio, you may just find yourself in one of my jails.
That right there is, top three liners, Matt?
Definitely top three.
That's our Hillsborough County Sheriff. He said, if you don't listen to the show, you may find yourself in jail.
Top man.
That's advertising.
We were talking wrestling before you came out. Are you a wrestling guy? Do you watch it?
Yeah, back in the day. I mean, not as much. I was in the Stone Cold, you know, Macho Man Randy Savage type of generation.
He's a lot younger than us.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's saying back in the day. I really like you, and then you go, back in the day.
That's my back in the day, man, with Stone Cold and Vince McMahon. I love those days.
I think I was 50 when those guys were in, so so back in the day.
I'm a baby here.
So Stone Cold, is that your, who's your favorite wrestler?
Yeah, I just loved him because I just loved how he didn't give a, I don't know if we're allowed to curse on. Okay.
No.
You know, he was just, you know, just a bad
rear.
He's a bad rear kind of guy.
It's hard, right?
I love the beer that he did. I love, like, the middle finger. Like, I just loved his attitude. I love that he always gave the boss, you know, Vince, a lot of crap. And I thought it was a good show. It was a less, like, drama than it is today.
Yeah.
Like, now you watch it and it's like CSI. It's like, why am I deciphering characters, like, you know, story, like, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm not a big storyline. I never really, just like music, I got to be honest, I don't really listen to the words to hear a storyline.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just listening to the song.
To the melody. Well, that's actually a scientific thing, that guys tend to listen more to the melody and the music, and girls always listen to the words. So if you ask me, what are the words to Rocket Man? I've been listening to that song for 25 years. I still can't tell you what the chorus is. You know, I love the melody.
Right, right.
You know?
That's interesting. What do you guys, and Matt, you as well, even though we've talked about it before, what do you guys collect? You know, we see fans at all these shows take photos with you guys. You know, I always want drumsticks. You know, that still haunts me, my drumstick story. Did I tell you this?
No.
So my brother takes us to see Queen, you know, just before this whole thing blows up in Atlanta.
Right.
We're in row one.
Right.
And the concert ends, and they're standing right in front, and I kind of make eye contact, and I kind of like, and he's like, yeah, you know, wait. And he then throws them about 800 miles an hour, and they land in row two.
Wow.
And I'm an awful catcher, I guess, because I missed it. But I'm like, that stunk. That would have been
back
cool.
To the softball stuff there.
Yeah. Well, you would never know that I was a catcher in softball.
I love that they still do that, though, because I remember my bro was at a show, and some fan was going, throw me your drumstick. He throws it perfectly, and it just lands right on their head, and you just see them go down. So I look at Nick and go, dude, I think we learned a lesson. We can't do that anymore,
right.
Regardless of whether they can catch or can't catch. It's just a liability. You know, hilarious.
That's crazy. But what do you guys collect? Do you collect anything?
I am a big, obviously a huge boxing fan. So on my podcast that we had to stop because of the sort of pandemic and whatnot, which will be starting back up because it kind of relies on having a legendary guest comes in and we talk about the stories and stuff.
As long as you're 6 feet away, he just can't sit 4.5. It's got to be 6.
Yeah, no. But I have you know, boxing gloves signed by, you know, like so many. But also as well, like my guitar, I have one guitar that I get signed by anyone that, you know, I've worked with along the way that has kind of been an inspiration or some nonsense like this. I've had them sort of sign it and stuff. So I have a guitar at home that I kind of carry whenever I do a special event. You think, oh my God, that person's going to be there. I'm going to see if they'll sign my guitar. I have like that kind of stuff. But other than collecting, I don't know, balled up socks under my bed, which my wife keeps.
Jim collects crypto now, man. Jim's like a crypto genius now.
Well, that's worth
he's
collecting.
Like, he's going really heavy into that.
Yeah,
he's
I'm
like
collecting
really smart.
Crypto. That's what I'm doing. Yeah. Do it, folks. The end is nigh.
What do you collect, Nick?
I guess I would have to say it's like guitars because I have about maybe 16, 17 of them. I have guitars I haven't even played on stage, which is sad. But again, it's like what Jim said. When you're at a show, somebody comes up to you and goes, hey, I got this Les Paul. I'll give it to you for, like, you know, $600. It's a $1,200 guitar. I'm like, why are you giving me that? I don't want you to lose your money. They go, look, it's sitting under my bed doing nothing. We'd love for you to have it, maybe make a record with it. Okay, totally, I'll take it. And when That's you walk cool. in my room, it's just all guitars hanging from my wall. So it's just, you know, an arena of that. I mean, again, what Jim said before, we work so often every year. It's rare that I get to go to a concert. I mean, maybe I go to three a year, if that. And they're usually my favorite bands, like, ever, like bands that nobody's ever heard of, like Big Wreck and, you know, I think we're going to Billy Idol in October. Because Liz, my girlfriend's a huge Billy Idol fan. I have no idea why. She's 24 years old. It makes no sense why she's a Billy Idol fan. I mean, like, the stains on his pants are older than she is. So I don't get it. But
back in the day. Back
when
in the
I,
day.
when I go to a show, hopefully I get a guitar pick. I got one of Brian Setzer's guitar picks. That was really cool. A set list I dig, because I'm usually one of those people that are kind of at the front, and I see the set list by their guitar right. pedals, and I look at them after. I go, can I take that? And they're like, yeah, dude, take it. It's a piece of paper, whatever.
Right.
And I take it, and I have like a bunch of set lists at home. So that's what I collect.
That's very cool. Yeah. I have some guitar picks.
Yeah.
I once offered $1,000 reward for a guitar pick that got stolen from me.
Really?
So
that would be the most expensive guitar pick on planet Earth.
Was it Jesus's guitar pick?
No, it's Jesus's sandals that I want, not his guitar pick. I was at a Eddie Money, Carlos Santana concert.
Right.
Back in the day.
Wow. Okay.
And
which was a Wednesday.
Yeah. Exactly. And first, Eddie Money threw his scarf out, and I saw a guy and a girl fight over the scarf.
Yeah.
And they both had one end of it. And I don't know if she threw the first punch, but she got hit in the face
that
the guy could keep the scarf.
Okay.
It was crazy. And then Carlos Santana comes out, and this was back in the day where, you know, you all storm the front.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you put your hands out on the the barricade mm-hmm. so you have some breathing room.
Yeah.
So the concert ends, and Santana walks to the front and goes to flip his guitar pick, and everybody's going crazy, and he points to me. You know, I'm like 17 years old. And he makes them, like, part the Red Sea. So there's your sort of Jesus.
Wow.
And he hands me the guitar pick.
Way cool.
It was really cool.
Way cool.
I then go in the Navy, and I hide my wallet under my pillow to go take a shower.
Okay.
And I come back, and my wallet's stolen.
Oh.
So somebody on my ship stole, and there was a lot of money in my wallet. I'm like, keep the money. I don't care who you are. I'll put $1,000 under my mattress, put my guitar pick back.
Wow.
And, of course, I didn't put the $1,000 because he never brought me the guitar
pick. Yeah.
I really wanted that back just because of the story, not because of the guitar pick or who it was, even though he's a legend and all that kind of stuff.
Cool, I get you.
You know, I got some Cheap Trick stuff because Robin's my buddy as well.
Right.
And, you know, so I collect some cool stuff. What do you got, Matt, that you can talk about?
I used to collect things, but after we interviewed Sugar Sean O'Malley and he collects souls, I'm going to start being a soul collector.
I know. Brilliant comeback.
It truly was. So you're not a sports guy, a big sports guy?
I'm not huge into it because, again, it's, you know, I spend 3 hours a day practicing and doing my, it's rare I watch TV. It's very rare, you know. I'm a nerd. I'll keep up. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, we got
I knew wrestling. Give me that, man. I named like Rey Mysterio. Like, I knew what I was talking about for a minute there. Almost looked like I knew what I was talking about.
If the WWE was to call you right now, who would your tag team partner be?
Santino Morello. I'll tell you right now.
Like, as in right now, like people wrestling today?
No, they can be dead. We can bring them back. I mean, this is all make-believe.
Oh, okay. Mick Foley, because I get Dude Love, Mankind, and Cactus Jack, all of him.
So you obviously saw his documentary.
Mankind,
So that, you know, he says that in the documentary.
Yeah.
Did you see the documentary?
Yeah.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
So for people that didn't see it, he's talking about, you know, his whole story is crazy.
It's a crazy story.
Wanted him to fail and all that kind of stuff. So he's telling the story, and I don't remember which child, male or female or whatever, and came out and he said, you know, kind of ripped his dad.
Yeah.
He goes, how good can you be? You were 3 entries into the Royal Rumble and you didn't win,
you know,
because he was all 3 of them.
Yeah.
You know, I do have the DVD with one of his socks, so I'll send it to you.
But you know what, though? But looking at him, do you not think him and the Brooklyn Brawler are pretty much the same
guy? Yeah, he is the Brooklyn Brawler.
Wow.
I get that or Disco Inferno. Either way, it's not good.
Who would you want?
It's a tag team partner.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Just to have fun. You know, not necessarily to win or, you know, if you'd want to win, obviously you want Andre or, you know, somebody like that.
Oh, Hogan. Just Hogan. It would be. Like, he was a big hero as a kid, you know. So
He would have went with Andre the Giant, but
he didn't. Love the idea that I, even never having wrestled a day in my life, I know how the end of the match would go. I would be in the ring, I would be taking a pummel in, but I would just about get up and manage to crawl dramatically over to the side where the Hulkster's hand is out. I slap his hand, he comes in, he hits them 3 times, throws them against the rope, the big boot, the leg comes in, and we're singing Real American.
It's over.
And my life...
I
like that. I just saw that movie in my head.
So, I agree so with Jimmy, that thing.
Can we make that happen, Matt?
Jimmy, that's what I call a Tuesday.
The only thing that I think you missed out is as you're crawling to the corner, that's when you dive. at the very end, right? It's always got to do the
dive.
You've
got to. Listen, you have to. Right? If I can do that before I die, listen, they can keep my Grammy. They can have it.
Matt, we need to send up, set up a big meet and greet. We'll have to get Steve Linnea to sell the limo and buy a jet, fly it out here. We can fly everybody back to town, and we'll do a meet and greet with Terry and Jimmy.
Listen, I've got an
idea. And if he can bring his daughter too, that'd be totally cool.
Tell Terry to bring his bass guitar, and we'll have him at the Hootenanny. Tell him to come and join us on bass.
Does he play?
Oh, yeah.
No way.
So the
I didn't know that.
The story of Terry Bollea is he's from Tampa, down by the docks.
I've been to his restaurant. He's down there, yeah.
Which one? Oh, you were just there.
The one on the water.
So the one he has now. So he was on stage playing guitar when Dusty Rhodes walked in, because Tampa was a huge wrestling community, and Dusty walked in late at night after a show and saw Terry playing guitar and saw the size of him, and that's the start of Hulk Hogan.
Wow.
Yeah, so he plays the bass, plays guitar, plays rhythm guitar and everything.
Get out of here.
Yeah. We need him at the Hootenanny.
Wait, we really do. I don't know. Yeah, we do.
Terry doesn't go many places, does he, Matt?
No, he stays on the beach, unless he has to.
Listen, we'll do a Hootenanny on the beach.
We will.
In Tampa.
We'll take Hootenanny on the road.
Bring the whole show down.
Don't threaten us with a good time.
That would be awesome.
We know people.
I'll call my friend Bobby at Ruth Eckerd. I'd love to get the Hootenanny down there.
Let's do it.
That's her Randy sauce.
Let's do it.
Well, let's hit a break. When we come back, let's talk about the Ruth Eckerd, the show and, the atmosphere and all that. It was unique. It was cool. It was different.
Different,
and it was
indeed sad.
Yeah. All of that together.
It's all in one.
Don't speak about his performance
you
like
got
that.
The whole spat of human emotion in one thing. It was great.
All right. Let's hit a break. Coming to you live from the Staff Zone branch here in Las Vegas, Nevada. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. The way I always do.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
What's up, guys? You're listening to Knockout Radio. This is the Russian Hammer. Choo-choo, motherfuckers.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Country Depot, located at 36 North Broad Street in historic downtown Brooksville, could be the coolest store on planet Earth. From home and garden decor, handbags, and sports items, Country Depot carries a very large variety of unique gifts like nautical, primitive, country, and much more. Follow them on Facebook at Country Depot and stay tuned to Knockout Radio for details on how to register to win a $50 gift certificate. It's called Country Depot in Brooksville and worth the drive. Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Tony Hawk, and you're talking sports with Randy.
Hi, we are back up to you live from Staff Zone's corporate office here in Las Vegas, Nevada. I will be at the corporate global headquarters first thing tomorrow. A lot of stuff going on. Eric from Denver is out there, so we're going to take care of that. We could continue talking wrestling. We could talk about these upcoming UFC fights.
Yeah.
Which direction do you want to go? Where does Vin want it to go?
I think Vin wants it to veer away from sport.
Listen to me. If it's Knockout Radio, I'm down. I'm down. Let's go. Let's go into it.
I got a question.
Go ahead, Matt.
All right, so, Jimmy, we talked about Vinny worked in a pizzeria before he was a star. You know, what was your background, Jimmy, growing up? Like, did you have any restaurant or culinary experience? Or what were you doing before you made it big?
Do you know what? I always wanted to be a fighter. So as a kid, I used to box quite a lot. And, you know, kind of went through that kind of the equivalent in the UK of like the Golden Gloves type of, we call it the ABAs over there. And then you kind of get to a point where you realize at 15, 16, I am not very good at this at the level that I need to be to make it worth my while type of thing. I was a good amateur, but there comes a point where you're thinking, I can dedicate my life to this. Will I ever win a world title? And my godfather was actually a world champion. He was a lightweight champion of the world.
Wow.
And he said to me, he says, you have to understand that this is a serious step you're about to make. So that was my kind of thing. So then I just decided that going into show business was a lot easier and it doesn't hurt as much. My primary job when I was kind of starting out in the theater world in London, I was a bodyguard. So I used to do all kind of celebrity bodyguarding when I wasn't on a stage singing and dancing in musicals, which is, sounds very camp.
That is amazing.
I was a bodyguard. I've looked at
when I wasn't on stage with Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
That was literally.
And for the record, he was in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
I was. So whenever I wasn't doing that, I was, I looked after David Beckham and Prince and George Clooney and a few others and stuff. So that was kind of my go-to. You would finish a show. I didn't save any money from the show that I was in at the time. And then all of a sudden you're an out of work actor again. And then I just go back to being, doing the security stuff. So that was kind of my background, to be honest with you.
So Jimmy, with that being said, you have a boxing podcast. You're big. You're our boxing correspondent. What is going on over in Nigeria that is producing these world-class athletes?
Dude, there's something in the water. There is something in the water because there's just, I mean, if they must be at the UFC right now, they must be racking their brains to try and get
what country they're going to
try and get a country that can cater to the operation to put an event in Africa, because you can't charge the same prices as you would charge in the US or in the UK, but just the event.
We need Don King, dude. We need the Rumble in the Jungle. That's what we need.
No, we don't need that.
I mean, I'm sure those fighters would like to get paid. So I genuinely think I have some Nigerian friends that are big MMA fans. It's such a huge thing. So I think with Usman and Adesanya and then, Ngannou kind of hailing from kind of Cameroon, if they could find somewhere in Central Africa that was stable, that had an arena, that they could do the full UFC operation, and it would just be wonderful to have the three of them on a bill just for the sake of it. And it would be incredible, because Africa's like one of the emerging market of the world. You know, mm-hmm. It's so untapped in so many ways, and now you're seeing three of the best pound for pound fighters on the planet all hailing from Africa with all the limited resources and the limited exposure. How they've done it, I don't know.
And it may be break this, Matt, but we will have one of those Nigerian champions on next Wednesday.
Wow.
Well,
no shock. Fights next Saturday.
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
But, Jimmy, I was alluding to this F.A. Agbaya. Adebayo, the boxer.
Oh, the boxer. Okay. Yeah,
He has the fastest knockout because at the 1 second after the bell, his opponent stepped out and disqualified because of terror. And then his vicious knockout last week.
Yeah.
This kid, I mean, they're hailing him as the next Deontay Wilder. Are you buying that hype?
Well, first of all, being the next Deontay Wilder, I don't believe is a great thing to call anybody. no disrespect to Deontay Wilder.
Back at the station, do me a favor, call Deontay for me real quick. And
bring him on. Listen, bring him on. Bring him on. Even an amateur like me could evade that right hand. listen, I can make a cup of coffee by the time that lands. No, in full respect, listen, in all seriousness, boxing like MMA has moved on so much because it's no longer having one punch knockout power is enough anymore. You're now dealing with people like Tyson Fury, Anthony Joshua, even Dillian White in the heavyweight divisions and stuff. They're just so good and they're so rounded. And that's why people like Wilder, when they step in with someone that's, knows what they're doing, they look like an amateur. So I haven't seen enough of is it a Jagba?
Jagba.
Let me interrupt and just tell you one thing. Don't ever ask Matt how to pronounce a difficult name.
Okay,
because he can't do it.
So I'm going to just say the scary Nigerian chap.
There you go. Yeah, another scary Nigerian.
So, but like I said, I've seen the knockouts. I've heard. I have a friend of mine, Chris Lovejoy, over here. He's been, they've been talking to him about a fight over the last year or two. So I'm aware of him. But there's a lot of big boys out there that can. But the difference between being a big boy that can bang and a big boy that can actually box, because one that can box will always beat someone that can bang, So that's my humble
opinion. What's more like big in the world right now? Is it MMA or is it boxing?
Oh, it's MMA.
It's a strange one. I think boxing kind of comes back, but I think MMA and primarily the UFC have the marketing machine has just focused in, and now it's just, it's
because who doesn't want to see a guy get kicked in the face, right?
Well, and Dana has always said that. I've covered the UFC, I believe, longer than anyone in the country, and Dana has always said, put the Super Bowl on one corner, mm-hmm. put the World Cup on another, which is still something I want to go to, a World Cup finale, a Stanley Cup final on the fourth, on the third and the fourth, put a fist fight.
Yeah.
What do most people want to watch?
The World Cup football.
Well,
yeah.
I don't think there's...
The reason is,
you know, like the world watches that kind of thing. But I do agree.
But American-wise,
the World Cup might have been a bad one.
I would suggest that, they all have their place, and I understand that. But, the whole world right now is going... Please, please, please sign the John Jones Ngannou fight. Please, please, please sign, McGregor to fight Diaz for the third time. Because these are so iconic moments in this sport that I think there's so many great matchups, and the sport itself has just exploded.
I do believe that Ngannou John Jones will be the biggest MMA fight of all time.
I can see that.
And I don't care Habib, I don't care GSP, I don't call Israel. John Jones, in my opinion, is the GOAT. And to say anybody who has a loss is a GOAT over somebody who doesn't.
Yeah, but the loss was the Matt Hamill issue, right?
Right, right. Okay. Which, if we've talked to Matt, Matt's done the show. I'm friends with Matt. Matt says that wasn't a win.
Wasn't a win. No,
I know on my record it says it is. It was a DQ.
Yeah.
So to anybody that has a loss, how do you say that they're a GOAT over somebody who has dominated?
To be honest with you, in boxing, having a zero on your record is a lot easier than it is in MMA because there's so many other ways of getting beaten in MMA. So when you see Floyd Mayweather's record, it's kind of hard to struggle. It's kind of hard to say that he's not the greatest because the people that he fought and the things that he did to them. I mean, was he the most exciting fighter of all time? No, but he achieved that. Joe Calzaghe, the greatest British fighter of all time, he was 46-0. But in MMA, listen, having a couple of losses, GSP, people talk about GSP being the best, he lost twice. People hail Conor McGregor. He's lost, four times now?
And the one fight that GSP lost to Matt Hughes, he won 4 minutes and 48 seconds of round one, and they got armbarred.
Yeah, of course.
And then the second, he didn't train for Matt Serra. I don't know how much we can put into that, but when Serra landed...
Yeah, but there's just so many different ways of getting beat. So I think in MMA, I think having a... having a number that's not zero on your in the L column, I don't think really makes any difference whatsoever.
As a boxing guy that you are, Ben and Matt, if you have to, you can comment as well.
I'm a pro. I'm a total pro.
Your thoughts on the circus that we're going to on Saturday? A YouTube guy who beats up a basketball player.
So Jake Paul, from what I've seen, is not a bad. I'm not going to say boxer. I feel it offends professional fighters.
Right.
But he can do. He's a big boy. He seems to be in decent shape. And he looks good on the pads. But as the old adage goes, the pads don't hit back.
Right.
So when you look into, and I think he's only fought a basketball player before.
Right.
And that was a sham and should never have been even licensed, to be honest with you, on that Tyson Jones bill. But at the end of the day,
that fight shouldn't
Ben
have been
Askren, yeah, yeah.
Either.
But Ben Askren not being handy with his hands at all is still a champion mixed martial artist at the highest level. Take away the Masvidal incident and his style, and it's a bit boring and stuff. He is a champion fighter and has been doing it for so many years. He knows how to take a punch. He knows what it's like to be in deep water. And I just cannot get my head around the idea that some kid that can look flash on pads, he might even outbox him. But the reality is, it's what comes back at you and the reaction to when you get hit on the chin. Looking great on videos is fantastic. Get hit on the chin and see how you look.
Sure. Now, the flip side of that is, and we had covered BKFC for so long,
yeah.
When Paulie fought Artem, we thought all of that the same thing.
Ah, but my argument to that is, I didn't know much. I think we spoke about this. I didn't know much about bare knuckle. And you go, if Artem and Paulie Malignaggi are in a boxing ring, Artem doesn't lay a glove on him. Not even a glove on Paulie Malignaggi. But the difference is bare knuckle. I wasn't aware until I started watching it and kind of became a fan that you could, you could kind of, grab someone around the head.
Right.
That's a very MMA thing. You wouldn't know that. So then all of a sudden you're leaning into Artem Lobov, right?
Right.
He's a world-class fighter. He's been, he's fought at the highest level. That kind of changes the game a little bit. But I think in a straight boxing match, he gets beaten every day of the week. Every single day of the week.
And you know what Paulie's even better at? Making pizza.
Yeah.
He came into the shop and made pizza, and he did a good job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Had a good time. All right, let's hit a break. Bottom of the hour. Let's do it. More shenanigans. 30 minutes left of the Hootenanny 3 or whatever.
2.
Wee little shenanigans.
Shenanigans. All right, coming to you live from, I almost said Torta Pizza, Matt, from Staff Zone here in Las Vegas. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is the Giant. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier,
Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others. You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Baines Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Baines can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainesart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at rossbainesart.
Puckett Store Fixtures, located at 2450 5th Avenue South in St. Pete, is just amazing. Puckett's has everything and anything you could ever want or need to display that favorite jersey, picture, game shoes, or anything else you'd like to display. If they don't have it, they can and will custom build it, from hooks to mannequins, safes to display cases, and much, much more. Check them out at PuckettStoreFixtures.com or stop in and see them at 2450 5th Avenue South in St. Pete.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Bobby Flay, and you're on Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
We'll get to that. We'll tell that story off the air, though.
Yeah.
Well, there's even more to that story that will make what you're about to tell Vin even funnier.
Okay.
All right, but we don't do personal stuff here, so people are like, what is he talking about? Well, at Hootenanny next week, you can talk about it.
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
You can talk about all that.
Knockout Radio Uncensored on YouTube.
That's something that, you know, we really need to do something like that,
Matt. You had to do like an overtime, like Bill Maher, you know?
Well, yeah, I mean, you guys were talking about like the promotions, which is bigger, boxing or MMA. I would argue that the Triller and these internet stars like the Paul brothers, you know, they get more eyes, more views, they're well known, and they're going to sell tickets. I mean, so, yeah, YouTube and social media is definitely...
Well, that's what the world just turned into. It's not a matter of whether you have a good song anymore. It's how many followers you have on TikTok.
Speaking of which, you have a new song coming out.
I do.
What a
6 days.
By the way,
that was such a beautiful little transition you did there.
What a world-class segue that was.
That was really good.
World-class.
And for the record, Jim's wife is on the record because she's a killer singer. She's actually the real talent in the relationship.
That's not.
But
undoubtedly.
But I'm excited. Yeah, so the music video is done. It's like a cool animated video. I use my cigar box guitar, 3/4 strings, sliding around. It was pretty cool. I'm excited. I'll send it to you before the release.
Okay, very cool.
You know, Knockout Radio will get a little 24-hour.
Wow, I'm an insider.
Preemptive hit.
Yeah.
You know, we were talking before about, and I'm going to throw this out real quick, about how small the world is, right? So I don't remember how they found out, but my sister cruises to Europe a lot. And was it you put a picture up? Or
probably.
I don't remember what happened, but Jimmy's mom is a cruise director.
That's right.
On the ship that my sister and brother-in-law have cruised on numerous times.
Yeah. Oh, no way. Cool.
And again, I don't know how well they know, but my sister's like, I love that lady. She's awesome.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, no, Sue's awesome.
You know, that's my guy, Jimmy's mom.
Yeah, Sue's amazing.
You can't write stuff like that. It's absolutely crazy. All right, one of the silly questions I like to always ask, what fictitious character would you guys like to meet? And you've already met him, Matt, because yours is Terry.
but he's real.
Now, Terry's real. Hulk Hogan is fictitious. Hulk Hogan's not real.
Thunderlips isn't real.
Thunderlips.
Now, you know, if you say Thunderlips, that's fine. And then we can do it together. You'll meet Thunderlips and I'll meet Rocky. So we'll be fine.
Yeah, Rocky. I was about to say Rocky.
That's my guy.
I'd like to meet Rocky. My dad's met Sylvester Stallone a few times. They've done stuff together and he says he's just the greatest guy. But I would. Oh, that's really hard.
Define fictitious character. Look like a cartoon character.
No, it could be a movie character. It could be like in my case, I wouldn't mind meeting Sylvester Stallone, but I want to meet Rocky Balboa.
Oh, okay.
Balboa to me is
Sure. As long as you don't meet Oscar, you're all good.
Yeah.
Remember that?
I love that movie with Chaz. Yeah, it's great.
I would lean towards, I think actually, you know, going to the back to the wrestling stuff, I think I would lean towards maybe someone from that, you know, kind of era. That is so hard.
That is a hard question.
That
dude.
Is really, really hard. Do you know what? Actually, I'd love to meet Sean Connery's James Bond.
Okay.
Because he's from Glasgow. My dad and him kind of knew each other a little bit, and he tells me some stories from back in the day, and he just seemed like the coolest guy ever. I mean, apart from the wife-beating thing, we'll leave all that stuff aside. But I've just remembered all of that stuff, so maybe not him. Maybe Roger Moore, then.
Any thoughts, mate?
Oh, for me? I don't know, man. Fictitious character.
All right, then we'll say a real person. You know, whatever.
I mean, you know, those interviews where I've heard of this when people go and get real jobs.
Right.
That the interviewer will look at them and go, if you can meet anybody living or dead, who would it be?
Right.
You know, and a lot of people say Jesus, Martin Luther King, you know, all that nonsense, which is totally not true. I would actually want to meet the creators of South Park, Trey Parker and Matt Stone, because to me, I think they're just such brilliant geniuses, how they've tied in comedy, music, entertainment, all this stuff in one show, and have created movies, a cartoon show. I mean, they're almost like the Kiss of the animated world. And it's what they are. It's like they incorporated.
And they've also kind of made it relevant to whatever's going on in society.
Yeah, it never gets old with them. It's like 20 years later, I remember in 1997 going into school with a South Park shirt and being sent home. Yeah. Because they said, oh my God, they killed Kenny, you bet, you know. And they're like, Vin, you got to go home. You can't wear that. And I was like, you know, whatever. 20 years later, I'm still watching the stuff. So I have tremendous respect for those guys. I love how they hate everybody equally. And I think that's a good way to go through life.
Isn't that a Tito wore T-shirt? I killed Kenny. I think that's what he put on the back of the shirt.
I think he did.
You know, after he fought Kenny. So, you know, I always ask, one of my questions is, you know, if you could have anybody, you know, come over for dinner, living or passed away, real or fictitious. Somebody, you know, and it's every once in a while you get an answer like, holy crap. Somebody said Hitler.
Okay. Okay.
And I said, okay, being Jewish. I'm like, I'd like to sit down with him too so I could kill him. But I go, why Hitler? And he goes, because I just want to, like, get in his head. You know, what was he thinking? What was, you know, so it was an interesting answer, you know, to the question.
I want to know if he puts mayonnaise on his hot dogs. I mean, these are things I need to know.
It's an interesting idea to sit down with the world's worst dictators, horrible, evil human beings. It's almost like sitting with serial killers. I had a friend of mine that said to me, I'd love to sit with a load of serial killers. And it sounds strange, but then when you actually think, how interesting would that be to go, why?
Yeah.
Why did you keep people in your basement? Why did you only target white men? Why did you only target children?
Jeffrey was just hungry.
And just
Mr. Dahmer was just a hungry fella.
And just, there's just something kind of intriguing about that. I kind of understand why you would want to meet, like, nasty sods. I nearly swore there.
Yeah,
I nearly cursed.
So, as long as he curses in British, nobody will know.
I know.
And it sounds like Dick Van Dyke does it, so it sounds all very lovely.
Sounds very proper.
Another question that I always ask is, like, memorabilia. Mm. You know, what would you like to collect? You know, when we do the player show and they're always getting all this stuff. And I had a friend, Leonard came on, and he goes, I don't collect anything. I'm like, you know, can you play the game? You know, answer the quick, because we're really good friends. And finally he thought about it, and he goes, Jesus's slippers. Sandals, not slippers.
Yeah.
You know, he's a real religious guy. Matter of fact, he's going through religious school now. He's retired from the NFL.
Okay.
To me, that's the greatest answer ever. Because I would love Jesus' sandals. You know what those things would be worth?
Yeah.
If we're going for worth, yeah. They have walked many a place and done many a miracle.
Yes, yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, only used for 31 years.
I know. 31, not a lot of years in it.
They might not have been broken in as much as we thought.
Do you know what I mean? You know, you think the Son of God would be in sketches or something a little more comfortable.
A little more flashy.
For the terrain he was walking, but
Crocs?
Maybe he wasn't as forward-thinking as, you know, we'd like to think. I don't know.
Well, Crocs are waterproof.
Crocs.
He's definitely a Crocs kind of guy. Oh, man. We're at Knockout Radio. We cover everything.
We do. So let's cover food for a second, because I have 9 hours left in your city. So where do I want to go eat? At least I need two places before I leave.
What do you want to eat? What are you in the mood for?
Doesn't matter.
What I would say is if you haven't been there, definitely check out. And it's actually a block away from where we are right now. It's I could probably throw a rock at it. It's called the Golden Steer. Mm. And it's a steak joint where Sinatra and Dean Martin and Sammy, they used to eat every night after their show. It's the original place. They extended it because back then it was only like, you know, the size of a closet. But they still have Frank Sinatra's booth, Dean Martin's booth, all that stuff. It's the best steak you will have in town. You need a little bit of change. You know, it's like a $55 steak, but it's, I'm telling you flat out, butter in your mouth.
Yeah.
My son has the company credit card. It's fine.
Beautiful. So then definitely
Golden
Steer.
We're going to lunch.
Yeah.
Let's see. We went to, what's the cheesesteak place? Pops?
Yeah, Pops isn't bad.
I thought it was good.
It's not bad. I'm an East Coast guy. They try. Yeah. They did their best. It's good. It's not bad.
It's not, you know.
You got to toast the bread, though. I mean, it's just, look at me, man. If you give a sandwich, it should not be foldy, moldy, squishy bread. It should have a little bit of a crunch to it.
I can do everything but the mold.
Yeah.
I'll pass on the mold.
I know. What about you? Where would you eat?
Well, I'm newly vegan, so.
What?
Yeah, I went vegan. Because my wife was going through a stem cell thing,
right.
And she had to go on a certain diet to enhance the amount of stem cells or the power of them or some stuff like this. So about 4 months ago, she said, I've got to go vegan. And I said, well, I'll do it with you. And I actually have done it. And the more and more I've researched it, the more and more I genuinely, hand on heart, believe that, and it's nothing to do with animals or anything like this, genuinely believe that we should not be eating dairy and we should absolutely not be eating meat because our digestive systems are not designed for it. Hence why we get all the cancers and the bad da, 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 we get. So that's just my opinion. I miss a steak like you would not believe. But I actually feel...
Sorry I said that before then.
But I feel genuinely better. So my answer to that would be there's a Whole Foods about a mile away. It's like $2 to $4 on spinach at the moment. You can bag up on oats, and there's a Ripple plant-based milk that won't ruin your coffee.
I believe I will not be going to that Whole Foods.
No, no.
Now forever.
No.
So that's what we'll go with. All right, last break of the afternoon. Let's hit it, and then we'll close this thing out and go for food, whether it's steak or plants. I don't know.
Pizza Rock. Pizza Rock.
Pizza Rock.
Pizza yeah. Rock is okay. Coming to you live from Las Vegas, the Staff Zone headquarters. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Jack Del Rio, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Jesus, criminy.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is D'Lo Brown from NWA TNN. Right here, right now, you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back a few minutes coming to you live from the Staff Zone branch here in Las Vegas. I was so excited, you know, when Staff Zone said, yeah, we're going to open a branch in Las Vegas. Now I can come out here, cover fights. I can sleep in the back room. I can, you know, whatever we needed to do here. So tell us a little bit in the closing couple of minutes what fans in Vegas can expect to see from you guys next week.
I mean,
you guys don't even know.
I mean, like half of us genuinely we don't, and that's kind of half the fun because we've kind of both been doing this a long time. So what we like to do with the show is, and we've not been let off the leash for a long time. So what we tend to do is try and find a nice place to start, make sure we hit somewhere in the middle and know where it's ending. And then everything that happens in between, then who knows? You know, as long as no one dies, then we're all good. Mm-hmm. But we've got a kit. We've got an incredible band. We've got incredible singers. We've got incredible guests that are coming up. You know,
it's not just music too. It's comedy. We have a game show moment. We have a
really?
Oh my god, yeah. It's we wanted to literally throw every piece of entertainment from our lives into this one 90-minute thing because anybody can go out and see us do 90 minutes of music, but if we can look out in the crowd and say, ladies and gentlemen, you know, master banjo player Randy Harris is there. Why don't you come up and do a song with us? And you just boom, and we just go and we just do stuff. So again, like Jim said, we don't even know the show. But we think it's going to be good. Again, it's 420. We're doing definitely a lot of Tom Petty. we're doing a lot of, you know, the main.
What is the story? Because, you know, you guys have laughed every time you've said.
Oh, 420. No,
420.
Well, I'll let Vin explain. I'll let Vin explain.
Well, it's nationally known as like a giant marijuana holiday. And we're going to have prizes for the game show. It's going to include we're giving out joints to people. We're going to give away the Vindemic CD. We have comedians in the crowd that'll come up and do comedy. I mean, it literally is organized chaos. It's a show that you can't find anywhere else in town. I can guarantee that because we have a town full of amazing singers, amazing comedians. But nobody ever combines everything and does it all in one thing, and that's what our idea was.
Yeah,
I will reach out now. It, you know, it might not mean a whole lot here.
It's sold
Las
out.
Vegas.
You can't come, bro.
No. I'm going to be home. I don't 420. I don't even know where I'm going to be. But I have a sponsor in St. Pete, and I'll get you some One Plant merch.
Wow.
You know that you can.
I love that.
And when you say merch, do you mean pre-rolls or T-shirts?
He means edibles. Matt's putting it in the pizza.
Lovely. Lovely.
Isn't that, you did volunteer to do that, didn't you, Matt?
Well, look, I'm a pizza guy. I've been doing the marijuana thing before. It was cool.
All right. Who do you think wins this circus act on Saturday? Both of them, the main and the, you know, and there's some ex world champions on this card.
I don't know much about the card, to be honest with you. I know the main, obviously the main fight. I knew.
And Frank Mir is
now fighting
Cunningham.
Steve Cunningham or Kevin Cunningham?
Steve.
Okay.
Former world champion.
Yeah. And I don't see Frank Mir laying a glove on him, even though it's Frank Mir. But I love Frank Mir for being so game that he's willing to do it, and he's just a bad dude. You know, he knows what he's doing.
We had him on a couple of weeks ago, and he kind of laughed. He goes, nobody expects me to win.
But the thing is, no one expects him to win, but he is still a former UFC heavyweight champion. He's still been in wars. He still knows how to fight. He's a warrior. He's, you know, I mean, like I said, if it was a jiu-jitsu match, then it would be over in 3 seconds.
Oh, sure.
So, but Steve Cunningham has fought at the highest level. I believe he's the last person to knock down Tyson Fury, other than Deontay Wilder. I think he was the last person to do that. So I might be wrong there, but I'm pretty sure that's the case. So you're not going to beat a boxer. No one's going to beat a boxer in a ring. If you're an MMA fighter, no one's going to beat it. But likewise, the other way around.
I've said that.
So I think it's just entertaining. I love the fact that Frank's game to do it. He won't get hurt because he's seen many worse beatings than Steve Cunningham will give him. But you never know. He's a big boy. If he lands, you know, a chin is a chin at the end of the day. But I dearly hope that Ben Askren wins against Jake Paul because it would just be like the worst thing for combat sports. I think because you'll just never hear the end. Then he'll be saying, right, well, the next thing I want to fight Floyd Mayweather and I want to do this. And going back to Matt's point very quickly, you know, saying that it's a bad thing, I wish everybody well.
Sure.
I think these boys, as much as I think they're idiots and I don't really understand what they do, I don't really care. Listen, if they can go out and make millions of dollars, all power to them. God bless them. Fantastic. And if they've managed to find a way of harnessing YouTube audiences and bringing people to boxing, that's great. I just think them being licensed as professional fighters is disrespectful to professional fighters. That's my kind of humble opinion. So I hope Ben Askren goes in and smashes him.
I'm not, you know, and I didn't really investigate it much. Antonio Tarver was taken off the card because they couldn't get him licensed because he hasn't been active in so long.
Sure.
Yet the main event has had one fight, and he's a YouTube guy. That's not.
Well, there you go. So Antonio Tarver, what, a four-weight world champion, three-weight world champion, one of the best, at one point, the pound-for-pound fighter, in the, you know, best pound-for-pound fighter in the world, a phenomenal fighter. Yes, he's in his early 50s, but if he passes all the medical tests, why shouldn't he? But a YouTuber, you know, is allowed to take on a former MMA champion? That makes no sense.
Yeah,
but
zero.
The athletic commissions nowadays are a joke.
And I don't even know understand why, and I'll ask somebody this, why they even did this in Georgia. There's no fans. There's like nine media people.
Yeah.
Of the nine, we have 40% of the media there.
Right, okay.
You know, which, why didn't you go to Florida where next Saturday – it's a full arena in Jacksonville. It didn't make sense to me.
I don't know. I really don't know. But I know that they do good pay-per-view numbers because I saw the last pay-per-view numbers. I have a friend that works with Triller, and I saw the last ones. And the pay-per-view numbers are nuts for what they are. You know, for what they're exhibiting, the pay-per-view numbers are stupid. So why you wouldn't do it, I don't know.
Before we run out of time, Matt, did you see when Julian, who was on the show last week, he won last Saturday. Did you see his call out after?
No.
So his last fight, he called out Miley Cyrus,
yeah.
Did you see what he did this time?
I watched the fight, and then I remember him coming off and DC talking to him.
So he's from Kansas City.
Oh, it was the Pat Mahomes thing.
Yeah.
Right.
So okay. He called out Mahomes, Kelsey, and somebody else to a pickleball game.
That's right.
That's awesome.
He's nuts.
You just get through a fist fight and you're going in there.
He's
and
a
just...
great guy, Julian Marcus. He's a great guy.
He definitely is. Before we run out of time, Matt, anything back on the home front?
Yeah, so I'm up here in Hainesville, North Carolina. I'll meet you down in Atlanta for a Triller. I'm excited to be there. I am praying with everything I got that Frank Mir not only wins, but comes out unscathed, because for my wife's 40th birthday, her biggest gift is to meet Frank Mir on Sunday as we get him on the GNAT on the back of my truck. Get him. So I need him to be fully functional and able to work out with me and deliver that message and that gift to my wife, as she is, as Vinny would say, from way back in the day. She was born in 1981. And we're just happy to be here as a family. We're healthier, blessed. And I can't wait to see you in Atlanta, Randy. And thanks to Jimmy and Vinny for being here. You guys are friends for life. Whether I have a pizzeria or not, we're going to do this thing together.
My softball bat is older than you, your wife, and Vin probably combined. Sean made a comment about that, you know, the other day. So Frank made the mistake of saying, yeah, I'd love to get on the GNAT. Yeah. So Knucklehead drove 8 hours to wait for him to get to Atlanta so he can get him on the GNAT.
Wow.
Brilliant.
Love and it. I'll do the same thing for your wife, Jimmy, if she needs help. If DDP wants to coordinate something together, I will drive to Vegas and we'll go eat some pizza and hang out.
You can't drive, dude. You got a bike here. That's the deal.
I mean, I'll bring a bike.
and Matt, here's where I'll promise you. When you drive to Vegas, pick me up at the airport here, and I'll be waiting at, what's it called, McCarran?
McCarran.
Yeah, I'll land and just pick it up, and we'll drive out. But I don't know how much time we have left. It has been a lot of fun. Final minute for both of you guys. Anything you want to talk about or mention? Or
no, but I mean, you know,
I'm just shocked Jimmy's a vegan. I mean, that took me completely off guard. Like, I did not see that coming.
Yeah, but listen, let's get back to Hitler. Come on. I don't think we talked enough about old 80.
No,
you know,
definitely not.
No, thanks for having us, mate. Really appreciate it. Always love it when you come into town. Hopefully, we can get to some fights together, because that's kind of. The last time you were here, we went to the grappling event at Red Rock, and that was a very interesting thing. And we were hanging with Frank, referee, former fighter. Great.
Frank Trick.
You know, it was great. I had an absolute blast. So
and Sugar Sean was on that card.
Yeah.
You know, we got to see him.
What's that fight that we went to that one time with D'Amico? That one downtown.
Oh, we went to Lion Fight. The kickboxing.
Yeah. That was my first one that I ever went to.
Which incidentally is now on UFC Fight Pass.
Yep.
Yeah, so Scott Kent, who runs that. If you don't know Lion Fight, check out Lion Fight. It's great. Some top-level kickboxing stuff, and it's all free on UFC Fight Pass.
Is Professional Fight League, which I know is based in Vegas, are they going to have events here, or are they moving them around?
They did, but I think they had them over at the Rio. I think there was an area at the Rio. Well, one of the things, but I haven't heard much But to be honest, everything just ended because of the COVID thing. So, so I don't know too much. I know that they were trying to get some stuff going, and Roy Jones was trying to get stuff into the Thomas and Mack Center over here. But I don't know. I don't know where all that is.
Ben, where can people get info on your release, and how can they get it and hear it? If they're not here in Vegas.
No, totally. It's going to be out everywhere. We're debuting it the night of Hootenanny on 420, so I'm kind of giving everybody that bought tickets to that the first crack at seeing it. The song should be out hopefully by May, April. What month are we in?
April.
We're in April, right? So May 1st, the song will be out. And just go on Facebook or online or Apple, Spotify, whatever. Just type in Vin A, and it should come right up. And no refunds.
like every guest that comes to the show, you both are going to get another care package from 8-Man Strong. They already have your address. So
bless you.
We don't need to do
Thank
that.
Thank you.
As well as we're going to send you, or I'm going to send you, a pair of earbuds from Jabra.
Way so cool.
They're really all the old Jabras. Yeah, yeah, I love those. Yeah, cool. Yeah. Really
anytime you need another box of correspondence, cool. You just give me a call. You let me know. Okay. I'm just so happy I could have, given that much knowledge.
It was a lot of fun, both of you guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you,
man. Matt, I will see you tomorrow when we get tested again so we can go to the flight on Saturday for whatever reason.
COVID test?
Yeah.
Just check it.
Yeah. Oh, what kind of... I'm glad the show's over. All right. See everybody next week. We don't know where we're going to do it from because Torta Pizza is no more, but tune in and we will be somewhere. So for 8-Man Strong and Knockout Radio and Staff Zone, this has been Knockout Radio. See everybody next week.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. This is Jason Sheff from the band Chicago. And you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.